People's Voice Media's Annual Learning Report 2023-2024 Audio Summary. Our organisation and the Community Reporter Network are committed to enhancing the use of community reporting in research and lived experience stories as a form of evidence, embedding community reporting and lived experience stories into service development and improvement, influencing local, regional and national policy change with lived experience stories, becoming an actively anti-racist organisation and network. This annual learning report reflects on what we have learned from undertaking this mission between April 2023 and March 2024 and sets out our direction of travel for the coming year. The difference we are making. We are creating brave spaces that are actively anti-racist, where people can learn about and share lived experience. We are influencing individuals and organisations with our anti-racist inclusive vision. We are demonstrating the importance of lived experience in a variety of contexts. We are helping organisations to use community reporting in their work and change the way they do things. People are developing new skills. We are providing platforms to people whose voices are often unheard or ignored. We are helping to influence policy. Key actions for the year ahead. Update our reporting practices so that we can present the insights from our stories in different ways so that they are viewed in the same light as other forms of data and knowledge. Update communications tools, guidelines and templates so that they are more strategically focused and more inclusive. Secure multi-year core funding for the Community Reporter Network. Establish a bespoke community reporter project about racism that will support the delivery of our anti-racism vision. A snapshot of our impact. During this 12-month period, we've hosted one annual conference and started 12 new social change projects. We've trained 152 community reporters and 22 new community reporter trainers. We've gathered 211 lived experience stories and held 109 workshops, trainings and events. We've had 1,907 people engaged in our activities and 11,104 unique visits to our community reporter website. Over the next 12 months, we will continue to work in our four key development areas. In order to enhance the use of community reporting in research and lived experience stories as a form of evidence, we will continue to update our communications tools, guidelines and templates so they are more strategically focused and inclusive. We will share project results from relevant areas more actively with local authorities and update reporting practices so that we can present the insights from our stories in different ways in order for them to be viewed in the same light as other forms of data and knowledge. In order to embed community reporting and lived experience stories into service development and improvement, we will again update our communications tools, guidelines and templates. And we will also trial new recruitment and engagement methods on our projects with a renewed emphasis on peer-to-peer approaches. In order to influence local, regional, national policy change with lived experience stories, we will continue to share results from relevant areas more actively with local authorities. We will secure legacy funding to deepen or widen our impact of key strands of work and secure multi-year core funding for the Community Reporter Network. And in order to continue becoming an actively racist organisation and network, we will establish a bespoke community reporter project about racism that will support the delivery of our anti-racism vision. We will deliver an event to work on enhancing inclusiveness and anti-racist practice. And we will develop a growing bank of stories that platform the experiences of global majority communities. For more information, you can read the full report, which is also available in large text and plain text formats.